Hello, buddy. My name is Jacob, and welcome to the Epileptic Gamer Podcast. This is a podcast episode that I honestly didn't think I'd ever make. Didn't think there was anything on it. Like, there was no meat on the bone with this topic. Until recently, when a leak came out for Life is Strange, I think this would be number 5. True Colors is number 4, Before the Storm. So Life is Strange 1, 2, Before the Storm, True Colors, yeah. This would be Life is Strange 5. Life is Strange 5 would be coming out, and it is apparently called Life is Strange Aperture. But that's not the most interesting part of it all. The most interesting part is, according to the people that were in the Zoom call that saw the concept art and the pitch, everything, this is a direct game, a sequel for 10 years later, for Max and Chloe to finish off their story. And that is a big thing, because people have been clamoring for Max and Chloe to get back together, even if it was in a book. And they technically did, but in the comics, they were separated. They weren't together that much. The people really weren't fans of the comics in that way. I personally like the comics, but not a lot of people did. So when people hear, oh, it's Max and Chloe back together, shit, that's incredible. I cannot wait for this. Until one thing comes out. It turns out there's only one. This is a number. Apparently this is early in development. This is 10 years, and this is the story plot, the 10 years in advance, after the Prince of Life is Strange. And so that'd be 2023, which is now, believe it or not, 2024, I'm sorry. And Max is a photography professor in her hometown, and one of her students gets killed. She has to use her camera to figure out how is she going to solve the murder. Now, to me, that sounds a lot like Blair Witch. I feel like that's kind of too good to be true. Like, okay, cool. I see how they can make it work. In Aperture, I do believe, is a photography term, so there is some links to Max. But that's not why I think this is a bad thing. The bad part of all this is a timeline that follows Chloe being dead. And we cannot have a Max and Chloe game without, you know, Chloe. That would be not a good thing. And if you were to come out with a trailer and say to them, oh no, this is a game with Max Caulfield in it, but Chloe's not there, people would be up in arms. Because you have Steph and Alex now in Haven Springs, depending on what ending you chose. So let's say that you stay in Haven. You're not going to see Steph. She's in Colorado. Let's assume Max is where? Somewhere near Seattle, where her parents are. Okay? Well, where's Chloe going to be? It's not going to be Arcadia Bay. That thing got destroyed to hell and back in the storm. And if they decided the go route of, oh, well, it's 10 years later, they rebuilt it. Cool. I mean, okay, I can see that being possible. But the fact that they straight up said, hey, no, we intend to follow the route that Chloe is going to be dead, I don't think people are going to like that. Call me crazy. Because Chloe is the most, I don't want to say, what's a good word? The most beloved character, right next to Max. And the reason why is people get mad at her from time to time for the way she uses Max's power. But it wasn't because she was abusing it. It was the farthest thing from it. If you look at Before a Storm, Chloe is extremely smart. She is a science nerd. She sees this, and she probably is freaking out. So, she gets her best friend back in her life. Her best friend has superpowers. And, of course, she's over the moon. I mean, science can't explain that away. And all this weird stuff with snow in the summer, whales getting beached. This is her wheelhouse. This is up her alley. Everything is for Chloe. And I am not I'm a conspiracy theorist when it comes to video games. And I fully am in fully in that ballpark that Rachel Amber was the Storm. So I don't think Rachel is going to be in the story at all. At most, she's going to get a mention. But if Life is Strange is going down, is literally going down Life is Strange aperture with Chloe being dead, it's not going to do well. Because you're missing out on your biggest character. And if it's 10 years down the line, you could do a lot of stuff with 10 years. You could explain away a lot of stuff. Why hasn't Max used her power? Why has she used her power? Did Chloe ever reconnect with David? Did she ever do this, X, Y, and Z? You name it, you can probably figure it out. In Life is Strange Wavelengths, which takes place, I believe, in 2021, before Alex gets to Haven Springs, Mikey says to Steph that Max and Steph are off the grid. So, we do the timeline here. Life is Strange takes place in 2013. 2021 is Wavelengths and True Colors. Somewhere in that time frame, Steph and Max, called Chloe and Chloe and Max called Steph. I got all my names mixed up. And they just reconnected. Then they went off the grid. So something they can fill into the fact that, well, why are they off the grid? They are off in this small town. That you could probably even explain, it's so small, like Haven Springs. No one's heard of it. That's why. And that's why she got that job so easily. That's why it's such a big problem when she sees one of her students gets killed. You can do so much with this. And the more important thing about everything is the person that leaked this out mailed. He leaked out True Colors. He said, and this is the quote from the article before it got taken down, that he was told it was being called True Colors. The name was not 100% confirmed. And it has to do with emotions. That was 100% correct. Across the board. And the fact that he got that right makes me think this is right. And I am afraid. Because if you are going to run a route where it's like, oh, no, you're defined by Chloe being dead. That takes away the whole, well, why are you allowed to choose what ending you want to start on? You could easily find a way to explain, maybe Chloe's absent for an episode. I don't know. You can find a way to get her in the story. But the fact that you're going to say, no, she's dead? No, come on. That's a little much. And even they, I think people probably even said, well, why? Like, why are you going to do that? Why would you do this? X, Y, and Z. You can keep Chloe in the game without killing her off. And because it's 10 years down the line, odds are Max knows where she can use her powers, what her limits are now. Or better yet, maybe part of the story is you have to use the camera. And as she uses the camera, the end of it, she loses her powers. And you have to, or you can have a juggling act, which I pitched to one of my friends a while ago, where if you were to keep Chloe in the game, you have a juggling act where you can keep using your camera and help the police solve the case of what happened to your student. Or you lean towards the romance option with Chloe and you stay with Chloe all the time and completely ignore the case. You could have a juggling act, and you make these hard decisions at times. And considering the fact that you could hinder an investigation, I feel like that would be a very cool, I guess, exploration route. Life is Strange 2, in my opinion, was one of the worst, in my opinion. Don't come at me in the comments, YouTube, please. I am still new to YouTube. So, but yeah, it's just, it's one of those things that I hope to God it's false because, well, first off, I don't hope the God of Max and Chloe's thing is false. I would love to see more of Max and Chloe, even if it is a book. But the fact that we are getting more of Alex and Steph in novels shows to me that we are getting more Life is Strange in general. They are in the middle of a comic series with Alex and Steph. Chloe is alive with Rachel, spoiler, sorry, in that latest comic. So the problem is this. Why kill somebody that people love? That makes no sense. And if you're going to do it, make it make sense. But if that trailer comes out and you straight up say to them, hey, Chloe is not in this game, expect backlash because I don't think the fandom is going to like it one bit, and it will not be easy for them to control if they can control it at all. So the Don't Nod, Square Enix, whoever is making it, God bless you, and I pray for you if that's what the case is, because you will have hellfire coming to you. I will play it regardless, even if my girl Chloe ain't in it, because I love myself Max. She is one of the best characters they've ever made, and she is so well written. I feel like you could explain what happened to Kate. You could explain what happened to Dana, so many other people. This is the ultimate way of, hey, you have the saga with Max and Chloe, Before the Storm, Life is Strange 1, and Life is Strange Aperture. The Max and Chloe saga right there. That is perfect. Then after that, you can go to new characters. You can go to Sean and Daniel if you want. But I'm pretty sure I wouldn't play with them. I wouldn't play that game. But that's just me. You can go to Alex and Steph, like they are with novels, like they are with comics. And you can make new characters in general. Life is Strange right now is at its popularity peak. And the fact that you are going to risk it all on Chloe being dead is a very stupid move, in my opinion. And I highly recommend against it, considering the fact that she is the most popular character. So that is all for this episode of the Epileptic Gamer Podcast. Before I go, I will say once again, I do have a YouTube channel. Just look up the Epileptic Gamer Podcast on YouTube. You will see the podcast logo. I am doing a Stutter Blade playthrough. The schedule that we are following as of now is 2 podcast episodes, 2 Stutter Play episodes, then rinse and repeat. So go ahead, subscribe to there. You'll see all the podcast episodes, and you'll see 2 parts of the Epileptic Gamer Plays episode for Stutter Blade. So you guys have a great week, have a great May, and I will see you in the next episode. Bye-bye.